The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome into Texans on Tap. I'm Brandon Strange alongside Charlie Pulo, Josh Jordan. Read their work on sportsrap.com and follow them on X at Pulo and at JoshJordan975. Charlie's in the airport today, so we're going to try to keep it brief this week. Gents, in a game in which Houston scored 41 points, it's odd to say, but I think the defense was pretty much the story today. Four sacks, three by Will Anderson, two interceptions, two fumble recoveries. It was a blowout from the start. Charlie, what did you see from the defense today?
Good job of, if given the trash, take it out to the curb. Right? This game was never in doubt. Defensively, Will Anderson's been playing good football, but hasn't had the statistical monster game until today, the three sacks that you mentioned. The Patriots going to Drake May for his first start. In the preview, talked about how he could be a couple of turnovers waiting to happen. Sure enough, the Texans with a couple of picks. Kalen Bullock second. Eric Murray spears the other one. You know, every once in a while you go up a play. The one little window of, if you're a Texans rooter, was Fairbairn misses the field goal that could give you a 17-0 lead. And then on top of that, you let the Patriots go down and score as Stingley gets beaten deep for that touchdown. The coverage really wasn't terrible. One thing May does have is a big, strong arm. He got the ball out there, and the Patriots made a play. New England's offense is just terrible. Maybe May gives them some hope going forward, not so much this season, but in terms of developmentally. The Texans defense is just a lot better than the Patriots offense, and it basically played that way.
Huge, 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 great job by the defense. We've been waiting for this. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, they break out, have a massive game. And yeah, outside of Stingley, just maybe getting a little bit beat there. How are you going to hold down a booty call to the end zone there? A Kayshon booty. Why not, right? But outside of that, I mean, these guys just dominated. I was really impressed. Eric Murray had a couple plays he'd probably like to have back, but overall he made some big plays too. He was really impressive today. And without Kamari Lassiter in there, they really didn't miss a beat. So this is what we've been talking about all year. We know that this is what the Texans are capable of. So it's nice to see them come out and just stomp a team into the ground and have Davis Mills taking snaps at the end of the game. They're finally starting to put it all together. And we'll get to the offense in a second, but way to go on defense. Had a little scare there with Al Shire. Looked like he had a knee injury. He was out for a bit, came back in, and then it was nice that they had that big lead so they didn't have to run him into the ground as he's dealing with that injury.
In fairness, the Texans, we call their defense a light heavyweight. They're not accomplished enough to say that they're one of the great heavyweight beasts of the NFL. The Patriots offense, featherweight, bantamweight, whatever classification, right? Their three prior games, they totaled 26 points, 3, 10, and 13. They put basically a garbage time on a score on the board today to get to 21s. No big deal. So, yeah, the Texans flashing what you hope they can be. But starting with that Green Bay next week, they're not going to face a patsy like these Patriots very often.
No, but finally a blowout. We finally saw the Texans really dominate a team from beginning to end. I mean, there was some gaffes in there, you know, not a complete game. We'll get into that a little bit. But finally, the Texans really put their foot down against a team in which they should. And that was awesome to see. And just one quick note, according to Kevin Harlan, it's Kymie Fairbairn. So on offense, as we all know, no Nico, no Robert Woods today, but return of Joe Mixon for his 100th career game. That was awesome to see. And Damian Pierce came back and had a nice run. If we're being greedy, not because we don't appreciate Houston being 5-1, because obviously that is the most important outcome here, but because we're holding them to a Super Bowl contending team status, this could have been a bigger win with cleaner plays, some big plays that resulted in nothing, like Bullock's big interception and return ends in a missed field goal, and then a big run by Mixon, and that drive ends in an interception in the end zone. Josh, what did you see from CJ Stroud in the offense today?
great job by CJ Stroud. He had to deal with a little bit of pressure today, but overall, you know, he didn't have Nico Collins, and it didn't seem to make that big a difference. Diggs had a great game. It was nice to see Tank Dell step up in Nico's absence and have a big game. And we were wondering, would it be all Dell, or would Hutchinson be a guy more involved? Because last week he played more snaps than Tank Dell. But no, it was Tank today. 7 catches, 57 yards, and a touch. Diggs, kind of a similar game to what we've been used to. Had 6 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. So great job from him. But I think you probably agree that the big difference was having Joe Mixon back and having a run game that can balance it. And we saw some play action starting to happen because the defense had to respect Joe Mixon. And early in the game, it looked like Damian Pierce was kind of tiptoeing up into the line of scrimmage. And then he had one where he just like dove in the air like Superman just in the middle of the field. And I was a little concerned, but then it was great to see him get going later in the game. Of course, he had that big touchdown run. He was hitting the hole with a lot more aggression. And that's what we've been wanting to see from Damian Pierce. So you get him and Mixon, and it was nice to have that big lead to where you didn't have to keep relying on Mixon coming off that ankle injury. So, just, you know, and especially with the Packers coming up, this was a really good game to get out to that big lead, kick some butt, and get ready for the Packers. But, yeah, I thought CJ was great. Like I mentioned, not much going on in the passing game outside of the big two guys. Dalton Schultz, 4 for 27. He had some drops today, and, you know, he's been okay, but I'm not going to complain this week. This is what we've been waiting for. The Texans look great, and I'm impressed with this win. They've never gone to New England and won before, so we'll take that win and enjoy it.
Charlie, what did you see on offense today?
Just a very solid effort from the very first drive. I thought C.J. Stroud's throw to Dell for a 2-yard pass, that was just gorgeous. I also like the play design where we've been saying, hey, you need to throw the ball deep to Tank Dell to loosen up and scare defenses. Yeah. Well, you're at the 2-yard line, you can't throw it deep. But Dell starts on the left side of the formation, and he sprints across the back of the end zone. And it's not like he left his former Houston Cougar Marcus Jones in the dust. But he got just far enough in front of him that CJ could put the ball on point. Dell with a great diving catch. I just thought that was a beautiful play. Another element, and I did hear you guys talking about both Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce. We've talked about how they've been just so effete in terms of big plays in the running game. They hadn't had a rushing attempt of more than 18 yards, and that was by Dell. But even in the big game against the Colts, Mixon's long was 16. Well, against the Patriots, Mixon goes for 59, then Pierce with the exclamation point 54-yard touchdown run. And the Patriots' defense isn't too bad, right? The offense is a joke, but for the Texans to go for nearly 400 yards and hammer out 41 points against them, a very feel-good day and a very good day for the offense.
Laremy Tunsil leaving with the ankle. That'll be something to keep an eye on going forward.
Charlie, give us your final thoughts out the door on this big win for the Texans. I mean, big from the standpoint of, in the standings wise, they're now 5-1, dominating the AFC South right now.
Yeah, you know, it's tough even against a lousy opponent to come out and just bash their brains in for 60 minutes. But the Texans overwhelmed the Patriots. I mean, maybe a very tiny window at the end of the first half, 14-7, where you're thinking, is the outcome in doubt? No, it really never was. So, hey, every game out of 17 is meaningful. So that this was the closest thing other than maybe the Jaguars second time around or the Titans to getting a bye week that counts as a W. So this was a very stress-free win for a team that hasn't had many of them. On to Lambeau.
And then give me your MVPs for the game. Charlie, you first.
I'll go Anderson, who, as I said, has been playing very solid football overall, but the bell ringer when you're a pass rusher is sacks and lighting the lamp 3 times, a tour de force from Will Anderson, so I'll go his way.
I'll go on the offensive side of the ball just to shake it up. Joe Mixon, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Just a great, great job from him. And I like them using him in the passing game too, not just running the ball. He had that touchdown catch as well. Just shows you he can do a lot of different things in this offense, and they look like a different group with him back there running the ball.
Way too young, Joe Mixon, and for that matter, Brandon Strange and Josh Jordan to pin the nickname Cotter to Joe Mixon for that welcome back performance.
I'll echo the Will Anderson MVP vote because really set the tone. They created chaos in the backfield all day. Something we talked about early on that they should have the ability to do, and they really did. It's what kept New England at arm's length for the entire day. That's going to be it for this episode of Texans on Tap. We'll be back on Thursday with a preview of Packers Texans, so make sure you're subscribed to the channel. We really do appreciate the support. And until next time we see you, go Texans.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.